This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Green Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Green Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billiken's win! Billiken's win!
Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
And a key block by the left guard, Tom Ackerman. And right here, let's go downstairs to Bonnie.
Marv, if you remember that big run Robert Holcomb had on the first drive, one of the guys responsible on help busting him loose was Tom Ackerman.
Tom Ackerman up front, and this is a unit that has played very well. A good night for Eddie George. 21 carries, 74 yards. The left guard, Tom Ackerman, with the block that set him free. It's a first down.
I wish I could clear some space like that. The great offensive lineman, Tom Ackerman. This is time for NFL picks. I went 5-7 last week, James. Didn't love that. Didn't hate it necessarily. I'm sorry if anybody picked all dozen and ended up losing a little bit. But 5-7 is not horrible. It's not great either. I've been really good, I think, for the most part this year. My best week, I went 10-2-1. The following week, I went 10-3. NFL picks, time to step it up. Let's go. Kansas City, Buffalo. That's where we're going to start. That's the game on KMOX at 3:25. The Chiefs going into Buffalo with a record of 9-0, and the Bills are 8-2. Best start for them in 30 years. If they win this thing, they'll be 9-2. And I think they are going to win this. And they're favored, and I think they're going to cover. I think the Bills are going to win this football game. They're a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going Bills minus 2.5 today against the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go to the noon games. Jacksonville at Detroit. That game is going to be a lot to a little. The spread is enormous. Biggest spread I've seen for an NFL game in some time. 14. The Lions minus 14. Against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And you know what? I think they're going to cover it. The Lions are the best team in the NFL. They do not care. I think I just said it. You heard me right. The Lions are the best team in the NFL. Even though the Chiefs' record says otherwise. I really like this Lions team. And I think they're going to cover 14. I can't believe I'm giving you 14 points, Jacksonville. But I'm doing it. Minnesota and Tennessee, the Vikings are 6-point favorites on the road. Be careful here now. Vikings did not play a great game. They won it. They snuck it out in their last game. But I'm going to take them, minus 6 at Tennessee. I think the Vikings have a good day today. Vegas at Miami. This Dolphins team is coming on. And I would take them in any sort of a lock pool, no doubt about it. Minus 8 is kind of rough, though. And I'm going to go Raiders plus 8 at Miami, making this thing ugly and close. The Raiders are 0-4 against the spread at home. The Dolphins, I should say. They're at home. 0-4 against the spread at home. When the Dolphins, as soon as I think they're great, they stumble. But they are playing really well right now, even with a record of 3-6. I've got them winning this game, but not covering. I'm going Raiders +8 today. The Rams at New England. This is kind of an ugly game in my estimation. The Rams are a 4-point favorite at the Patriots, who just beat the Bears 19-3. What, the Rams are going to go in there and shove them around after the defense that they're playing, albeit the Bears are bad? I'm going to go Patriots +4 at home against the Rams. Cleveland at New Orleans. Boy, the Browns fell fast, didn't they? They're 2-7. New Orleans is a 1.5-point dog at home. This Browns team isn't that good. I'll go New Orleans +1.5. Baltimore at Pittsburgh's a heck of a game. That one goes at noon today. And the Steelers are a 3-point dog at home. Give me the Ravens bouncing back and reestablishing themselves as one of the best teams in the NFL. They are looking good right now. They beat Cincinnati by a point. They hammered Denver the week before that. They lost at Cleveland on October 27th. They are starting to bounce back and look very strong. I've got them -3 at Pittsburgh today. The other noon game is Indianapolis at the Jets. Jets are a 4-point favorite at home. Oh, I hate that spread, but I'll do it. Jets -4 at home against the Colts. These are the 3 o'clock games. Atlanta at Denver. Broncos, I'll take a -2 at home against the Falcons. Seattle at San Francisco, give me Niners -6 with a healthy Christian McCaffrey. They'll continue to play better. The Niners are only 5-4. You know, they got to get it going here. Kansas City at Buffalo, I already gave you. I got the Bills -2.5. Cincinnati at the Chargers, give me Bengals all day +1. And Houston at Dallas, boy, do the Cowboys stink. They're a 7-point underdog at home against the Texans, and 7's a lot, and I'm still going to take the Texans. -7 on the road at Dallas. There you go, NFL picks, 11-12 is the time. We are going to be joined on the line momentarily by Larry Fitzgerald, one of the greatest receivers in the history of the NFL. Why is he joining Sports on a Sunday on KMOX? Because we're talking football, but also because he is receiving a Musial Award on Saturday at Stiefel Theater. Larry Fitzgerald next.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to KMOX. It is 11:16. The Musial Awards will take place this Saturday at Stiefel Theater. Showtime 7 p.m. It's a live show that they edit into a one-hour special that airs on CBS December 29th. Still a very limited number of tickets are available at musealawards.com. Bob Costas is receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. Billy Crystal will be interviewing him on stage. What a neat opportunity to see those two. One of the greatest in the history of television, one of the greatest in the history of film. You also have Salvador Perez is going to be there, Salvi from the Kansas City Royals, and another great athlete in Larry Fitzgerald. He is receiving the Musial Award for Extraordinary Character, one of two special awards bestowed at the Musial Awards. He was a phenomenal wide receiver in college at Pitt. I remember it well. And he was drafted 3rd overall by the Arizona Cardinals in 2004, went on to a terrific career in the NFL. 11-time Pro Bowler Larry Fitzgerald joins us now on KMOX. Larry, thank you for doing this. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I really appreciate you having me on. I'm so honored to be coming to St. Louis and receiving the Musial Award. It stands for excellence. If you think about the legacy that Mr. Musial has set, the standard is so high, and to be able to come and be recognized for some of the things that I've done, all they do fall in comparison to achievements that he's had, but it's still great to be recognized.
You know what's really neat about it is Stan Musial was a Cardinal for life, and so were you. He played 24 years in Major League Baseball. You played all 17 of your NFL seasons in Arizona with the Cardinals, and I know that that was very important for you, wasn't it? And why did you decide to do that and stay with one team?
Well, yeah, I would say it's pretty similar to, you think about Mr. Musial and what he's been able to accomplish on the diamond, but I think it pales in comparison to what he was able to accomplish in the community and how he's just so revered and respected in that community there. And that's pretty similar to how I was hoping to, be able to get down with my career and still be a person that the community can count on and depend on. And that's one of the main reasons I always wanted to stay in Arizona.
You are receiving the Musie Award for Extraordinary Character. This is for remarkable class, perseverance, and overall sportsmanship. Receiving this honor, respectful of opponents and officials, a selfless teammate, never one to showboat, and Fitzgerald most deserving of this recognition. That is from the Musie Awards, and I couldn't agree more. In fact, what's interesting is this is full circle for you. Having covered the Rams and the NFL for a long time, I got to see the start of your career. You had your first game and catch here in St. Louis, September 12th, 2004. What do you remember from that day?
It was a good day. We didn't come out with the victory, but it was a good day. Kind of coming off, all the hype and bail to come out and have a good day, individually, statistically. But that was my first chance now to go compete against a Hall of Famer and Aeneas Williams and. It was a great day. And Torrey Holt took us apart. Steven Jackson and Marshall Soft were getting after us. But it was a fun day to be out there and playing and living your lifelong dream. I got to push back a little bit on. They were very kind in how they introduced me. I think there's a few officials that might say something different. I kind of argued a few missed pass interference calls, I think, over the years.
That's pretty well. Look, that's the thing about football is you don't know until you put that helmet on and you're out there. It is the heat of the moment. Things do happen, Larry. I did want to ask you about that. What is sportsmanship to you? Because Larry, you get hit, you see a bad call, you have something that goes wrong. How do you keep your character strong? How do you make it through those moments?
I had disagreements like anybody else had with officials. I see it differently to them, but there's a way to do it. I'm not going to go yell at them, use profanity, and say horrible things. I'm going to say, hey, Bob, look, I think you might have missed that call. This is what happened. And then when you talk to people like that and you communicate, you usually get good feedback. And, they give you the benefit of the doubt when you come to be respectful. So I just try to make sure that I did that all the time. Those guys are doing the job. We all have a job to do. Defensive backs I'm playing against, the defensive coordinators and the head coach, the teams that we play against, we all have a job to do. But at the end of the day, we're all living our dream and doing something we really, really love to do. And now we're always aware of that.
Does that come from parents as well, Larry? Yeah, your upbringing, your dad, for a long time, sports writer in Minneapolis, your mother, who died so tragically in 2003. But is that part of your upbringing, those two teaching you those things?
Well, I think it's a little bit of nature and a little bit of nurture. I was blessed to have some magnificent parents and relatives, teachers, guiding counselors. And I also have some unbelievable coaches who, from a very young age, 7 years old, still, hey, we're gonna win and we're gonna lose with class and dignity. We're gonna be respectful of our opponents, and most importantly, we're gonna respect the game. Because if you respect the game will respect you. And I learned that at 7 years old at Martin Luther King Park. With Coach Don and Coach Frank, they weren't going to tolerate any disrespect to the game of football, and that's kind of how I always wanted to play the game.
The previous winners of this Extraordinary Character Award, Tamika Catchings, Bubba Wallace, Sister Jean, Adam Wainwright, Warwick Dunn, and now Larry Fitzgerald. You also, not only have you been so strong in the community, but you have started a foundation that does so many different things for the community, not only in Arizona, but elsewhere. You promote numerous causes, don't you, through your foundation. So you not only only have helped certain people close to you, but you've helped people that, you know, you may never meet, Larry, just having your influence on everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think as an athlete, you have an interesting platform where people allow you to speak on issues and things of that nature that pertain to a wide array of different, you know, philanthropic endeavors. And so, you know, my mother was in the nonprofit space as a child, so being around her and seeing how she was able to touch so many lives of people in HIV and AIDS and breast cancer in particular. And I was always just, I was so honored to be associated with those organizations. And I knew once I had the ability to do it on my own that I wanted to make sure I continue to, you know, honor her legacy. And, you know, we've been able to do that for the last 20 years. And God willing, we'll be able to do it, you know, for the next 20 years and longer.
You also founded Larry Fitzgerald Enterprises, investing in companies and organizations that enrich lives. Tell me about your goals there in fostering a healthier planet.
Yeah, I mean, we only have one. And, you know, if we don't take care of it, you know, it's going to definitely shorten the lifespan. And I just want to be people to be aware and thoughtful in how they move. And that's a huge part of the initiatives and the way I've thought about my investments and time that I spent. You know, it's just about making the world a better place and, you know, encouraging and uplifting the people that live in it.
Yeah, I'm sure you look forward to being backstage with some of those big names, Bob Costas, Billy Crystal, Salvi Perez, the longtime all-star, and equally, I think they'll be thrilled to see you walk into the room before you all take your seats. Pretty neat event, isn't it?
It is. I'm not going to be too excited to see Salvi. He's punished my Minnesota Twins, you know, a few too many times over the years. So I probably will be a little cold shoulder to him. But besides that, everybody else, I'll be really excited to see.
It'll be great. Where do you make your home these days, Larry? And do you pay? Are you involved with the NFL pretty closely?
No, not at all anymore. I just watch it as a fan, and you know, still pulling for my Arizona Cardinals and my Vikings. You know, I was a Viking ball boy for a long time, and still pulling for the Minnesota Twins and the Diamondbacks. I go back and forth between Minneapolis and Arizona. I like to spend the winters in Arizona and the summers in Minnesota.
Yeah, it makes sense. I actually root for, you know, now that the Rams aren't here and St. Louis doesn't have an NFL team, I don't have a team anymore. So I actually root for the teams that haven't won. And the Vikings are on my list. I mean, not to mention Arizona. I think that's a good pair of teams. I think some St. Louis fans still have a heart for that Cardinal logo and what that meant. But do you feel that way, Larry? I know those two teams in particular, but I always do. I kind of migrate towards the teams that haven't won and wonder what that would be like.
No, I never really do that. I always like the teams that have had, like, I like the St. Louis Cardinals, people who have been able to have sustained success for a really, really long time, because that is so much more difficult than losing, you know, and not having success. So I admire what it takes, you know, having not won a championship and, you know, had a lot of losing seasons. I understand, you know, how difficult it is to be able to have that type of success for a long time. And so I'm the opposite. I like the teams that are able to do it at high level for a long time.
That's a great way to look at it. That's the hardest thing to do in sports, and in particular football, is try to sustain winning. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't happen. Like, when you do see it for a long period of time, there's a couple, you know, you look at Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, right? Two Hall of Fame, first ballot, Hall of Fame quality people able to work together, you know, to have something really successful. You look at what David Robinson and Tim Duncan and George Popovich have been able to do, or Phil Jackson with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, and like these great connections that they just don't happen very often. And so when they do, you know, it's you know you're kind of on borrowed time, because it's not going to last.
That's an excellent way to look at it. Stand back and enjoy that. As somebody who grew up admiring Michael Jordan and, you know, Nick Saban, somebody I look up to always, and he said it himself, the hardest thing easily to get your team motivated is after a win over a loss, no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, you're a journalist, and so I just think as a society in sports, people are always, they're so intrigued and enamored by what's next, as opposed to like being where your feet are and enjoying how good it is at the time you have. You know, so I'm kind of old school in that. I really appreciate greatness.
I love that. And I feel the same way, although I still would be interested to see what it would be like in Minnesota if the Vikings pulled it off. But we'll see. Larry, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for this. And I can't wait to see you on Saturday. We'll be visiting briefly before you head out on stage and visit with the fans. It is going to be on Saturday, November 23rd, Stiefel Theater. Still a handful of tickets available. It will sell out. The Musial Awards in downtown St. Louis. And Larry Fitzgerald receiving a Musial Award for Outstanding, Extraordinary Character. We look forward to it very much. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to meeting you in person on Saturday.
Same. One of the great receivers in the history of the game, Larry Fitzgerald, with us on KMOX. Quick timeout. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Well, that was a lot of fun to be able to visit with the great Larry Fitzgerald. You can hear that interview on our Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast page, and you can hear this now live. It's the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, with us. Good morning, Mo. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Doing great. Always great to chat with you. Well, here we are, November 17th, and the offseason is ramping up in Major League Baseball. Where do the Cardinals see all of this right now as you start to head into this free agency period? One thing that you and I have always agreed on, this is a rule that you go by. You don't talk about free agents. Of course, you understand that. But just in general, watching some of your players become free agents, you've been doing this a long time, as have I for that matter. But, you know, the emotion, having to take that out, that's hard to do as a human being. I know that you spend a lot of time around people, and these are families and people we're talking about. It's hard to say goodbye sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of an awkward question because, you know, you obviously can't get in specifics of relationships and with everything going on, people that have my job, you're just not allowed to talk about that type of thing. But, you know, from a very high level, of course, you get to know people, they become your friends, and you know, in this business, there are times where you say goodbye maybe a little sooner than you want it to. But in the end, in this type of industry, you're always saying goodbye at some level, whether it's a player retiring, a player moving on, whether it's via trade or via free agency. So that's just kind of part of it. And that's the tough part about, you know, this job. You know, you're dealing with people and emotions. And so hopefully people end up in the places they want to. And in the end, it all works out.
Yeah, you never have the same roster from year to year. Totally understand that. You never have the same clubhouse look from year to year. You're always moving players in and out in a variety of different ways. When you look at the 2025 team, what do you want the identity to be? What are you trying to shape here as you head into this upcoming season? Knowing, of course, that you've made the public statement that you want to redevelop this player development system.
Well, what I really hope the identity of this club is, it's a younger, athletic, entertaining, fun to watch team. You know, you think about a lot of the names and faces on this club, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for guys to really establish themselves. And if they do it well, it could be very exciting. So, you know, that's what you're ultimately hoping to see.
Mason Wynn is one of those names who's established himself with the first full year. When you look back at Mason's progression, what do you see there? He seems to be kind of the model of what you're trying to do here with the rest of these young players.
Well, I think the thing his biggest takeaway from 2024 was he really got to understand what this league's about, how you have to always be making adjustments because teams are going to try to figure you out and they're going to be aggressive doing it. And if you have holes, they're going to expose them. And for him, you know, just to see what he was able to accomplish on both sides of the ball was exciting. And ultimately I think that's what he's going to build on. But when you watch him and get to see him, I mean, you can see why we're so excited about him. Just uses athleticism and, you know, plays with a real high energy.
How do you see second base right now, knowing, of course, that J.J. Weatherholt, a very exciting prospect, is on the way eventually, but you seem to have a lot of options at second base if you want him. Do you like that as it stands right now?
I do. I think, you know, ultimately we do have to filter through that and decide who we want to give majority of that playing time to, but I do feel like having some flexibility going into next year is helpful.
Is Weatherholt what you thought he was going to be when you drafted him? The kid's got some serious skill.
He really does. You know, it was such a unique place for us to draft, so it was kind of fun to be in that top 10 for once. And just to watch him play this past year at the Palm Beach Club, he's actually playing a pretty good short, but obviously he'd likely have to move off that if Mason's still around. But I think, like, the offensive side of him, he's just a pure hitter, and he's one of those kind of guys that can use the whole field and has a, you know, quiet power. So it's he's a talent.
Yeah, you and I have talked about how we watched the playoffs, and these teams were moving runners. You know, they're making contact. They're putting the ball in play. That seems like a recipe for success. Well, at the same time, you do want some power in your lineup, so there has to be a bit of a balance there, doesn't it? How do you see that, Mo? Kind of how the philosophy of putting offense out there has changed through the years?
Well, I definitely feel like in the last, you know, 15 to 20 years, there's been such an emphasis on slog. But I do feel like the game where you have speed being brought back into it, stolen bases, and even, you know, the sacrifice bunt, you're seeing a little bit more than you have in recent years. So, you know, having a team that can score runs in multiple ways is probably your greatest asset. So having that balance between some guys that can hit the ball in the ballpark, but then guys that can hit doubles and get put ball in play, I think is something that, from a fan standpoint, is just fun to watch.
You do have some athleticism and excitement, as you talked about some of your philosophy there and identity of the team. In your outfield, Lars Nootbaar, of course, fits that. Michael Ciani fits that. I think Jordan Walker, we've talked about him a ton what he has kind of in his arsenal that could get unlocked. I'm curious your thoughts on Victor Scott and what his season was like from your perspective. You know, started out, had to scramble and make this team after Dylan Carlson gets hurt. And then how did you see the season flow for him?
Well, you know, I definitely felt like it was not a great offensive year for him. I felt like he just didn't get the opportunities that you may have hoped for. But I do feel like from a defensive standpoint, he has a chance to be an elite defender. And I do think he is evolving as a as an offensive player. So really it comes down to just being a little patient, knowing that he's going to have to continue to grow as a player. And I hope this past year with the up and down really doesn't set him back. I know he's down in Jupiter right now working on some things, and that part I think is really great for his development.
Fun player for sure. Another player I wanted to ask you about, that, you know, when I mentioned Wilson Contreras last week, you said we will find some time for Burley. You know, there's an outfielder right there who can also play multiple positions in DH, of course. Alec Burleson, how do you view his 2024 and how that went? And what do you see for him moving forward?
Well, I definitely felt like he emerged as an offensive player. I think the big thing for him is going to be just, you know, really understanding his strike zone. You know, he's one of those guys almost that has that philosophy, thou shalt not let a ball pass him, meaning, you know, he swings a lot. And, you know, his in-zone, out-of-zone swing rate's really high. It's something that I think if he really wants to become that elite hitter, that's what he's going to have to focus on. The one good thing about him is he is that rare combination of a guy that can put the ball in play and also hit the ball in the ballpark. So, you know, I think there's a lot of upside for him, and it's exciting to watch.
I do feel like you all challenged him to, in his athleticism, be better. Was it breaking on a ball in the outfield, being a better defensive player? How did he react to that, do you think, defensively?
You know, I think that type of player, you're hoping that you can get to sort of that average level. Maybe the other way to think about it is, like, just don't compound mistakes. And for him, he does give you flexibility because he can play on the dirt or he can play out in the outfield. But, you know, I think ultimately that bat's going to be his carrying card.
And then looking at this rotation, I'm assuming because he's under contract, you've got Sonny Gray, you've got Miles Michaelis, you got Steven Matz, you got, of course, Eric Fetty, Andre Pallante. Michael McGreevy was impressive last year. Where do you see him, and what is in front of him in terms of competing for a role on your big league club?
Well, I definitely think he's going to come to camp to compete. You know, I look at him and I think of the success he had in limited exposure at the major leagues, but I really believe that he's someone that should be on our roster come 2025. And, you know, the role is still TBD.
It is TBD, of course, this entire offseason. It has been an interesting ride so far. What is next for you, Mo, as you continue to shape this front office? How does that look as you start to move into the winter meetings, of course, which are, what, 3 weeks away now, even less than that?
Yeah, these are busy times right now. It's not like our normal type of busy in the sense of, you know, very aggressive, chasing free agents and that type of thing, but still a lot of communication going on with different teams, potentially looking at what trades might look like. But net, it really just sets everything up for winter meetings. So next couple of weeks, we'll just you know, keep trying to explore all those options. And then ultimately, when we get down to Dallas, we should probably have a pretty good idea of what we think the offseason is going to look like.
Always enjoy picking your brain on these Sunday mornings. And thank you for the time. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too, Tony. See you.
You too. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, with us on KMOX. 11:43. We'll check in with Bernie Miklas next on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Little Schmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Our visit with Bernie Miklas is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. They also happen to be the sponsor of the Gas House Gang, which will be back tomorrow at noon on our our KMOX Sports social media channels with Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler. I'm Tom Ackerman. Bernie Miklas will be with us for the four-man crew. Good morning, Bernie.
Hey, Tom. Good to be with you as always. Always look forward to this.
Oh, and I love these chats.
Yeah, hope your Sunday's off to a great start.
It is off to a great day. I hope yours is as well. Just talked to John Mozeliak. Quick recap. First out of the gate, he said I asked him an awkward question. I love when I have these kind of meetings with Mo. Mo and I go way back, so that's fine. My awkward question was about, you know, saying goodbye to free agents just in general, people that you've spent a lot of time with, and he, of course, isn't going to give any names about who those are. We know who those free agents are because they haven't signed with anybody else, so he can't talk about them. But he did acknowledge that from season to season, it's always like that. Like, you're always saying goodbye. You never have the same clubhouse from year to year. And I asked him about his identity. How does he want the Cardinals? What does he want this roster to be? He said exciting, athletic, and, you know, something that they can be proud of, basically giving some of these younger players the pathway to succeed, Bernie.
And I'm really good with that. As long as they're consistent in terms of applying it, you know, with some of their decisions on who's in the rotation, who's going to be in the lineup, who's going to get the most playing time, because they will have some competition. So I'll be curious to see if it truly will be open competitions, or maybe, frankly, some of these spots on the team or in the lineup in the rotation are already accounted for, and maybe the competition will not be what we were led to believe it was, but we'll just wait and see. There's no reason to rush to judgment on that yet, but that is one question that lingers with me. But I think Cardinals fans who really try to process all this realize that what they're doing is overdue. They've been kind of in this average, below average level now for a while, and the cycle is repeating itself, and they can't continue to do that. I mean, they have to take long-term action that's going to put them at a higher level. And the long-term action, of course, is completely fixing an outdated, pretty eroded minor league farm system and all the infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, I look at, you know, all-star games, playoff games, these award ceremonies, these lists of players, and I sit here and I'm saying, aside from Helsley and Wynn, you know, I'm saying, where are the Cardinals young players? Where are the young stars? Where are the – it just used to be that way. Let's say that the Cardinals start to ramp this up a little bit. Do you identify anybody currently in the system that you believe, from what you've observed so far, could emerge and become that next name?
Well, I think it's natural to look at their top position player prospect, J.J. Weatherholt, and also their top pitching prospect, Quinn Matthews, and maybe their second best pitching prospect, Tink Hentz. I did a video on this on my YouTube channel the other day on Friday, and Baseball America and Baseball Prospectus, both looking at the Cardinals' top prospects, are very positive about Weatherholt and Quinn Matthews, both making a contribution in 2025. Baseball America thinks their estimated time of arrival for Quinn Matthews is early in the season. I don't know what exactly early means. Is it sometime late May, maybe something like that, early June, maybe something like that. And Baseball America believes Weatherholt can be here later in the 2025 season. And I don't think that that's, you know, being excessively optimistic. I mean, Matthews was one of the very best pitchers in the minor leagues this past season. And Weatherholt, seventh overall pick in the draft, who's got the most pure hitting approach and hitting production in the entire draft. I mean, I think both of those guys will be on the way to St. Louis soon. And there are some others, but the list must start with them.
Which means that some people are going to have to move out. And listening to Mozeliak in the last segment, free agency is pretty quiet on their end, as you would anticipate. But trades are being discussed, and there are a lot of calls coming in. So someone's going to have to move out if a Matthews were to find a spot, or Weatherholt eventually, as they're crowded in both of those areas, aren't they? Rotation and second base.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to add one more thing, and this was touched on by Baseball America and Baseball Prospectus, and I also called a couple of my friends who are scouts, and they all said the same thing about Weatherholt. They all said the same thing in terms of, listen, if the Cardinals trade Arenado, and that's obviously a distinct possibility, they see, and I don't know if the Cardinals agree, they see Weatherholt moving in as their long-term third baseman. Now, moving in when exactly? Because I think we both agree that they want to take a look at, if they trade Arenado, they want to take a look at Nolan Gorman at third base, his natural position. So it'll get pretty interesting because it could evolve into a Gorman-Weatherholt competition. And, of course, the Cardinals have plenty of second basemen. So if Arenado is traded, specifically if he's traded, it opens up all kinds of possibilities for that St. Louis infield with guys other than Mason Winn at short and Wilson Contreras at first.
Yeah, and Mozeliak talking about Weatherholt being projected, you know, as a natural shortstop, and he caught himself and laughed. He said, well, that's not happening. with Mason sitting there. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a fun offseason. I know that the Cardinals aren't thought of as doing too much, but do you see a scenario where, and I've asked you this before, but it changes sure. week to week, do you see a scenario where they could become at least interesting in the NL Central and maybe even better than they were last year?
Yeah, I could definitely see them being interesting. And I don't know how to set the expectations, as you know, because we don't know what their roster is going to be yet. But I mentioned this on one of our Gas House Gang episodes on CamoX, sports.com, CamoXnews.com, and all kinds of other places, including YouTube. I mentioned it last week when we were chatting. I said, the only thing that concerns me is I think they can be improved offensively. I think their rotation will be fine. Not great, but fine. But the strength of the team was closing out games, getting late leads and holding on to them. The Cardinals had the tied for the fourth best record in the majors when they had a lead after seven innings, and they were 44-1. When they had a lead after eight innings. The point being, if they could get a lead, they put those leads away better than just about every team in baseball. But if you trade Ryan Helsley, we already know that Andrew Kittredge is going to leave as a free agent. We know that JoJo Romero, his strikeout rate after the first month, 6 weeks, really tailed off. I'm not sure what's going on there. So my question about the Cardinals being any kind of surprise team really, really, to me, is focused on that bullpen. How do you possibly repeat that kind of performance? I think it's going to be really, really difficult. I'm just trying to be realistic here, right?
Yeah, totally. Last minute, your pick today, Chiefs at Bills on KMOX at 325.
I actually think the Bills will get them. The Bills have had good success against the Chiefs in the regular season, not at all in the postseason. But I think they can get them today. I think about 24-20, and we'll see, because the Chiefs are – they've been making a lot of escapes. I don't know that they can do that today unless Buffalo spits it up.
Mizzou couldn't escape South Carolina, Bernie. Just couldn't do it.
There's such a huge difference. I was doing a study on this morning, such a huge difference in Mizzou. Their performance on both sides of the ball based on the quality of competition this season. So Mizzou was not able to move up into that top realm of college football teams in 2024. There's a big time drop off when they're playing ranked teams, winning power conference teams, winning FBS level teams, as opposed to losing or non-ranked teams. It's a huge gap in the performance. That wasn't the case last year.
No, you're absolutely right. Bernie Miklas, we're going to have some fun tomorrow in our four-man crew at the Gas House Gang on our KMOX YouTube page. And while you're at YouTube, absolutely must subscribe to The Bernie Show. Bernie Miklas' YouTube page is awesome. It's like getting a Bernie column right in front of you on video every single time he posts one. It is a must-watch. Appreciate you, buddy.
And we have a audio version of that that's available at Odyssey.com, like through KMOX. Mm-hmm. So if people prefer the podcast version, they got that. Thank you, Tom, as always, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, my friend. It's always great to hear him on the Odyssey app. It's 11:57. The news is next. Bills and Chiefs, 2:00 pregame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com